Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安。
How many of you went to the Sugarland Fellowship yesterday? They had a picnic. Raise your hands.
多少人去了 Sugarland 的野餐？
Only one? How many were you at the Katie Fellowship last night?
啊，昨天晚上多少人去了 Katie 的聚会？
Okay, put your hands down. How many of you read the Bible on your own last night, even though you didn't attend? There you go. Thank you.
昨天有多少？昨天晚上多少人看了自己的圣经？
Do you know why I asked that question?
你知道我为什么问这个问题？
Because today we're going to be talking about building yourself up.
因为我们今天我们要说在主的道上造就自己。
We all want our church to be a thriving, growing church in Christ.
我们都希望我们的教会是非常兴旺、兴旺一直在成长的教会。
That depends on God Himself.
这个完全要靠神。
And on you.
但是也要靠你。
Not on someone else and God, but you and God.
不是靠别人跟神，而是靠你跟神。
And so it's important that even if you are, if the church doesn't have a special fellowship for you, that you still keep yourself in God's fellowship.
所以，就是教会没有什么团契的话，你自己也应该跟神有团契。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you once again.
天父，我们再一次谢谢你。
Because when you created man,
因为你造了人。
We were a special creation.
我们是特别的创造。
We were created in your image.
我们是按照你的形象造的。
We had a special place in your will.
在你的旨意中，我们有特别的地位。
But from the first man, we left your presence.
但是从第一个人，我们就离开了你的面。
But you have called us back into your presence.
但是你叫我们回到你的面前。
By the blood of the Lamb,
靠着羔羊的血，
we have been cleansed.
我们得到洁净。
So that we can live before you once again.
所以我们可以再一次活在你的面前。
And so even though our body stands on this earth,
虽然我们的身体站在这个地上，
our heart and mind is with you in heavenly things.
我们的心跟思想都是在天堂与你同在。
And so this morning we ask that you once again speak to our hearts.
所以今天早上我们再一次求你对我们说话。
That we would not be like those who just walk on this earth.
我们不要像其他就是走在世上的人。
But be as those who, whose hearts and minds are with heavenly things.
而是心思意念都是思念上面事的人。
So when people see us,
所以当人看到我们的时候，
they will say, this person is different.
他们会说这个人不一样。
This person has something special.
这个人有一个特别的东西。
And they will know that we are Christians by our love.
他们应该靠我们的爱知道我们是神。
They will know that we are believers because of our testimony.
因为我们的见证，他们会知道我们是基督徒。
And so, Lord, your sons and daughters gathered this morning.
所以主啊，你的儿女今天早上聚集在这里。
And we bow in your presence.
我们低头在你的面前。
And ask for the moving of the Holy Spirit.
我们求圣灵在这里动工。
Not just now, but 1 hour from now as well.
不是只有现在，一个小时以后也是一样。
Not just 1 hour later, but this entire week.
不是只有一个小时以后，就是整个即将来的一周都是这样。
In our entire lives,
在我们的一生都是这样。
Let us be your vessels.
让我们成为你的器皿。
We thank you and pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Recently, we started a series on God's will on earth as it is in heaven.
最近我们开始了一个系列，是讲神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And the key is that we have our minds thought on heavenly things, so we know how to live on earth.
重点是说，我们的心思常常思想上面的事情，我们就知道怎么样活在这个地上。
Before we were believers, our minds were set on earthly things.
我们成为基督徒以前，我们常常思念地上的事。
How to earn more money? How to get a bigger house?
怎么样赚更多的钱，买最更大的房子？
How to convince my parents to get that newest video game or newest cell phone?
怎么样说服我的父母给我最新的这个 computer 还有电脑的游戏？
And so this is how our lives were run.
这是我们的生活。
But then we don't know what are we going to do in heaven? Are there cell phones in heaven?
但是我们不知道说在天堂是怎么样？天堂里头有手机吗？
And so as believers, we must be different.
所以作为基督徒，我们必须与世人不同。
We must have a mind set on heavenly things.
我们必须常常思念天上的事。
And so when we looked at the beginning of the Lord's Prayer,
所以我们看到主导文的前两节的时候，
there were three words that we wanted to focus on the first time.
第一次的时候，我们要着重在三个字上。
The first is Father.
第一个是父亲。
And that reminds us to recognize God's authority in our lives.
这就提醒我们记得神在我们的生命中有主权。
It's not just about what I want.
不是说我要做什么。
But what does God want?
而是说神要做什么。
Are we fulfilling God's will in our lives?
我们成就神的旨意吗？
The second thing is heaven.
第二个字是天。
God's will is concerning heavenly things.
神的旨意是关于天上的事。
Now sometimes we think, well, heaven is up there and earth is down here. It's got nothing to do with me.
有时候我们说天是在那里，地在这里，天跟我没关系。
Do you know that in Revelation it says that the new Jerusalem will come down from heaven?
你知道吗？启示录说新的耶路撒冷会来到地上。
It's not we're going to move our house. God is going to move His house.
不是我们搬家，而是神把他的家搬来。
God makes it easy for us.
神让我们变得比较容易一点。
If we do not have our mind set on heavenly things, we will have no idea what to do when the new Jerusalem comes.
我们如果没有常常思念上面的事，当新耶路撒冷来的时候，我们就不知道应该怎么做。
We're going to be looking and say, where's Chinatown in the new Jerusalem?
所以我们就会在新耶路撒冷找说，哎，中国城在哪儿？
It is not where is Chinatown in the new Jerusalem.
不是说中国堂，中国城在新的耶路撒冷在哪里？
Where is the throne of God in the New Jerusalem?
而是说在新的耶路撒冷，神的宝座在哪里？
And so today we ask a very simple question: Is Jesus sitting in the throne of your heart?
所以今天我们问一个非常简单的问题：主耶稣是坐在你的心里的宝座上吗？
If he is sitting on the throne in your heart,
如果他坐在你心里的宝座上，
then you will already have a good idea what is the New Jerusalem.
所以你应该会相当的知道新耶路撒冷是怎么样子。
And so, what are heavenly things?
什么是天上的事呢？
The third word, holy.
第三个是圣洁。
He said, holy is your name.
他说你的名是圣洁的。
Heavenly things are sanctified.
天上的事就是说是圣洁的事。
And so, when it says holy, it means that we no longer belong to corrupted things. We no longer belong to sin.
圣洁的话就是我们不再属于那种邪恶的或者说罪恶的事情。
And sanctified means we belong to God and only to God.
成圣也是说我们属于神而且只属于神。
And this is where we have that great struggle in life.
这个就是我们人生最大的挣扎。
Because we have our eyes on, one eye on heaven, one eye on earthly things.
因为我们一只眼睛望了天上，一只眼睛望了地上。
What we're supposed to do is have our eyes on heavenly things despite having earthly things in front of us.
我们应该做的是就是说虽然世上的事在我们眼前但是我们的两个眼睛都应该望着天上的事。
You know, when we're driving, the thing we hate the most is being behind a big truck.
你知道我们开车的时候最讨厌的什么？就是前面有一辆十八轮大卡车。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because you can't see what's in front.
因为你看不见前面是什么。
So when you're at a traffic light,
所以当你看到一个红绿灯的时候
The truck is moving slowly forwards.
那个前面卡车慢慢的往前面走
But you can't see the light.
可是你看不见那个灯
So you assume that if the truck is going past, it must still be a green light.
所以你就是想说当那个卡车过的时候呢仍然还是绿灯
And then by the time you go by, you find out, oh, it was a red light.
当你走到那个十字路前面的时候你就发现是已经红灯了
Or sometimes the truck goes and moves forward but you want to be careful so you slow down and wait till you can see the light
可是有时候呢你就很小心你就让那个卡车先走然后你自己在后头慢慢的等
By the time you see the light because you slow down you miss the green light
就是因为你那个开车开慢了之后你到了十字路口果然又变成红灯了
And this is what happens when we focus on earthly things we cannot see the heavenly things at all
这就是为什么如果我们的眼睛看重世界上的事我们就看不见天上的事
So what is the solution when we are behind a truck?
所以在卡车后面开车的时候那个解决的办法是什么
Everybody changes lanes
每一个人都换车道
Right?
对不对
Then you can see the light very clearly
你才可以很清楚地看见红绿灯
This is what we need to do with our lives before the Lord
所以在我们在神面前的生活也应该是这样子
We cannot take the same path that everybody takes
我们不能够照着世界上的人走的路走
We have to be in a different lane in a different path the one that the Lord has set before us
我们应该走另外一条车道就是走神为我们预备好的那条道路
And so that lane is A holy lane.
那条车道就是圣洁之路。
Others cannot be in that lane.
别人不能在这条路上。
It's kind of like the HOV lane on the freeway.
就像说那个高速公路上的那个多乘客的那一条车道。
Not everybody can be in that lane.
不是每一个人都可以走那条路啊。
And so remember, be holy before the Lord before everyone else in this world.
所以要记得，在神面前，还有在世上每一个人面前要圣洁。
And so the last two times we talked about Jesus when he came to the temple, he cleansed the temple.
所以上次我们提到，当主耶稣来到圣殿的时候，他就洁净圣殿。
And then the last time we talked the story about Daniel.
哦，上一次我们又提到但以理。
Even though he was taken away from the temple.
虽然他离圣殿很远。
But he chose not to defile himself with earthly things.
但是他选择不要用世上的事情来玷污他自己。
He was very successful, very smart.
他非常成功，非常聪明。
Who would think he would want to care about these small things?
谁会想说他会这个在乎这些细琐的事情？
But he prized one thing above all things.
但是他有一件事情认为最重要。
He prized his relationship with God.
就是他跟神的关系是最重要的。
Do you know God prizes that relationship above all things as well?
你知道吗？神也最看重他跟我们的关系。
So the song that the youth just sang.
所以你刚才唱的那个歌。
Above all.
除了在一切之上。
He died for us because he prizes that relationship with us.
主耶稣为我们死，因为他最看重他跟我们的关系。
So this time we'll talk about what do we do after we are saved.
所以今天我们要说，我们得救了之后，我们应该要做什么
？And the Bible tells us we are God's holy temple now.
圣经告诉我们说，我们这个身体就是神的殿。
And so just as in the Old Testament, they spent all the time building up the temple, building up the temple.
在旧约的时候，他们花很多的时间建造他们的圣殿。
You know, God didn't just open a curtain and say, "Here, it's already done for you. Just move it."
神并没有说哦，打开这一个幕帘，你看到这个圣殿都已经做好了，你住进去吧。
Who is responsible for building that temple?
谁要负责建那个圣殿呢？
The sons and daughters of God.
神的儿女。
Who was responsible for building the ark?
谁要负责造那个这个
方舟？
哦，方舟。
The sons and daughters of God.
就神的儿女要造方舟。
And so today we're going to start off talking about building up ourselves.
所以今天我们要提怎么样建造我们自己。
So if you look in Jude,
如果你看犹大书，
it talks about certain things we have to remember.
他说有一些事情我们必须要记得。
To build up this, to build ourselves up as His holy temple.
哎呀，把我们自己造就成神的圣殿。
In verse 17, it talks about what the apostles of the Lord foretold.
啊，这个第十七节他就说了基督的使徒以前所说的话。
And this is why we read the New Testament, because God uses the apostles to let us know how to build up the church.
所以我们为什么要念新约？就是说神告诉我们怎么样可以建造我们的圣殿。
But it's not all positive. In there, there is a warning.
但是在那边不是全部都是正面的，还有一些警告。
And so in verse 18, it tells us one of the warnings.
十八节他说了一个警告。
It says, in the last time there will be scoffers who follow their own ungodly desires.
他说在末世的时候必有好讥诮的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。
What does it mean to be a scoffer?
什么叫做讥诮的人？
That means someone who's laughing at you.
就是别人笑你。
They think you're being silly.
他觉得你很傻。
Or they think you don't have this and I do, so and then they make fun of you because of this.
他说啊，你没有我有的，所以嘿，他就戏弄你。
I remember, you know, in elementary school, there's always that kid who brings that new game or new something to school.
在小学的时候，我记得有一些孩子，他总是带最新的玩具来。
And then, you know, the child feels very proud.
哎，那孩子觉得自己很了不起。
Now some of the kids they will share what they have.
哎，有一些孩子呢，他可以跟人家一起玩呢、啊。
But some of the kids they just bring it to school because they want everyone to know that they have it and you don't.
但是有一些孩子呢，他就让你知道只有他有，你没有。
And then they'll say the next word, "I have it because my dad is rich and your dad is not."
哎，然后他就说了，我有这个玩具，因为我爸爸有钱，你爸爸没钱。
Or they'll say, "I have one because my dad is a good dad and your dad is not."
或者是他说，嘿，我有这个玩具，因为我爸爸是好爸爸，你爸爸不是好爸爸。
And so that's how a good friendship becomes a scoffing.
所以呢，那个好的友谊就变成了嘲笑。
Because they feel that they got what they did and they wanted, but you didn't.
因为他们得到他们要的，但是你没有得到。
And so the apostles tell us that in the end times we will run into this problem.
这个使徒就告诉我们说，在末世的时候，我们会遇到这个问题。
In other words, people will laugh at us because we're Christians, and Christians don't do certain things or don't take certain things.
世上的人会讥笑我们基督徒，因为基督徒不做有些事情，或者说不去拥有某些东西。
Why do you go to church on Sundays when you could get extra sleep?
你礼拜天早上可以睡早觉、睡懒觉，你干嘛要去教会呢？
You could go watch football or basketball. Why do you want to stay at church?
你可以去看足球赛或篮球赛，你干嘛去教会呢？
And that's when we realize where our mind is set, where our heart is, will depend on what we want to do.
所以这个时候我们就知道，我们的心在哪里，是从我们要做什么事情看出来。
And so, why is it that sometimes we don't have our hearts and minds set on heavenly things?
为什么有的时候我们的心不思念在上面的事情？
Verse 18 tells us very simple, because following their own ungodly desires.
十八节说得很清楚，因为他们随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。
Now the key word, the two key words, one is own, the other one is ungodly.
第两个重点，重要的字，关键字就是一个是自己，一个是不敬虔。
In other words, it's something that I want.
就是我要怎么做。
And I know it's got nothing to do with God.
那个跟神没关系。
But I still want it.
我还是要做。
And that's what it's talking about, an ungodly desire.
这个就是不敬虔的私欲。
And why does this become a problem?
这为什么是个问题呢？
Because man becomes very self-centered.
因为人是非常自我中心的。
So we only want to think about what I want. It doesn't matter whether God wants it or not.
我们只想自己要什么，不管神要什么。
You ever see those self-help books?
你们看过那些帮助自己的书？
Do you know why they're so popular?
你知道为什么他们那么畅销吗？
Because they help you get what you want.
因为他帮助你得到你要的东西。
You'll never see the word God in those self-help books.
在那些自我帮助的书籍里头，你看不见神这个字。
If it does mention God, it'll say, turn to God and he will help you get what you want.
如果他提到神呢，他就说啊，如果你要得到你想要的呢，你就去找神。
So somehow, if you got what you want, then God will be happy.
所以如果你得到你想要的呢，神就会很高兴。
When we focus on ourselves, we lose sight of God Himself.
当我们着重自己的时候，我们就看不见神。
It's the same way at school.
学校也是一样。
Do you know why teachers don't allow us to bring games to school?
你知道老师为什么不让我们把那个电脑玩具或电子玩具带到学校？
When I was young, we didn't have those the little electronic games.
我小的时候还没有那些小的这些电动玩具。
We had to make our own games.
我们必须要自己创造自己的游戏。
And so one day I was bored, so I just made up a game.
有一天我真的觉得很烦了，所以我就自己做一个游戏出来。
The problem is this game you can't play by yourself.
我发现呢，这个游戏呢不能一个人玩。
So I got my friend sitting behind me to play with me.
所以我就叫坐在我后面的同学跟我一起玩。
So we're sitting there passing the game back and forth, back and forth.
我们坐在那边就把那个游戏呢，天哪，前前后后这样传。
Then class was over.
下课了。
And we think, whoa, that was a fun class.
我们就想，今天这一课蛮有趣的。
Yeah, we forgot to turn in our homework too.
因为我们忘记交我们的作业。
And we didn't know what the tomorrow's homework was either.
我们也不知道明天的作业是什么。
Why?
为什么？
Because we were so focused on the game.
因为我们只专注在我们的游戏上。
The other students, the other teachers, they were there, but not really there.
老师在那里，其他同学在那里，可是实际上他们不在那里。
This is what happens when we are self-centered.
当我们自我中心的时候，就会发生这种事。
God is kind of there, but not really there.
神好像在那里，但是又不在那里。
And so, if we pursue this, then...Eventually, we get further away from God.
如果我们集中在自我中心的话，你以后离神就越来越远。
And sometimes we think, well, my faith is, I'm just not strong enough.
于是我就说，哎呀，我不够强壮。
So if I just make myself more secure in my living,
这让我的生活更稳定。
Then I can better focus on God.
然后我再来着重在神的事上。
It doesn't work that way.
这个行不通的。
The more you are focused on yourself,
你更着重在你自己身上。
The more you are focused on your personal needs,
你更注重在你的需要上。
I guarantee you, God will get further and further away.
我可以保证，神会离你越来越远。
You cannot play catch up with God for the rest of your life.
你永远不能玩那种可以追上神的游戏。
And so the result is, in verse 19, we become like those people who just follow their natural instincts.
第十九节就是说，我们不要成为十九节这些人，就是这些照着自己的属气、血气或者是自然的本能行事的人。
See, we are believers. We do have the Spirit.
我们是基督徒，我们有圣灵。
If we do the same as those who do not have the Spirit, then it's as if we are rejecting God once again.
如果我们跟没有圣灵的人的做事方法一样的话，我们就等于是说是拒绝神。
Sometimes we think, I want that freedom to do what I want to do.
有时候我们觉得说，我们要有自由，要做我喜欢做的事。
But that doesn't mean whatever we do is the right thing.
但这并不表示说，我想要做的事情都是正确的事。
And that's why we go to God's Word, and God's Word is a guideline for us.
所以我们去看神的话，因为神的话是我们的指引。
He says, be holy.
神说要圣洁。
So when we do things, do we ask ourselves, does this please God, or is this something that is going to take me further from God?
所以当我们做事情的时候我们就应该要问这个让我呢是离开神呢还是让我可以更圣洁
And so there's one time that we do have to consider ourselves.
所以有时候呢我们需要关心自己。
We are God's holy temple.
我们是神的圣殿。
So the Bible tells us that Christ lives in us.
圣经告诉我们说基督住在我的里面。
When you are baptized, you are buried in the likeness of his death.
当你受洗的时候你就跟主耶稣的死一起死
And you are raised up in the likeness of his resurrection.
那么你跟主耶稣基督的复活一同活过来
That means Christ not only lives in you, but Christ is expressed through you.
所以不仅是基督活在你的里面而且他通过你来表现出他自己
And so that means here we do have to be a little bit self-centered.
所以在这件事上我们要比较自我中心
But we're self-centered because who is in our center?
我们自我中心的缘故是因为谁在我们的里面
Because Christ is in us.
因为神基督在我们里面
So you could say that we have to be Christ-centered.
所以可以说我们应该以基督为中心
And which means everything we do is a testimony for Christ.
所以无论我们做什么都是为基督做见证
And so in Romans chapter 11 verse 36
所以罗马书11章36节说
It tells us For from him and through him and to him are all things To him be the glory forever, Amen
他说因为万有都是本于他倚靠他归于他愿荣耀归给他直到永远 Amen
So now Christ lives in me
基督住在我的里面
I now have an obligation to build myself up
我现在有一个义务要造就我自己
So that the Christ in me can be revealed even more.
所以住在我里面的基督呢可以彰显出来更多。
And so in verse 20,
所以二十节,
in verse 20 it says, But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit.
二十节说,亲爱的弟兄啊,你们要在至圣的真道上造就自己,在圣灵里祷告。
And so it says, to build yourself up.
他说要造就自己。
That is a command that God gives to us.
这是神给我们的命令。
That means we can't just sit around and just wait for God and see what God will do.
我们不是可能就坐在那里等着他啊，看神要做什么。
God is waiting to see what we are going to do.
神是在等着看说我们会怎么做。
And so in here, in the English it says a holy faith.
在英文是说圣洁的信心。
And What does it mean to have a holy faith?
要有一个圣洁的信心是什么意思?
It means that the faith is sanctified. It belongs to God.
他说那个信心呢是成圣的，是属
于神的。We all have faith. Even the person who says they don't have faith, you have faith.
你知道，我们每个人都有信心，就是说他没有信心的人，他还是有信心的。
It's just where you put your faith.
而是说你把你的信心放在哪里。
Some people have faith in themselves.
有些人对他自己有信心。
I'm going to rely on myself.
我要靠我自己。
Some people have faith in their bank account.
有些人是对他的银行存款有信心。
As long as I have a lot of money in my bank account, I trust everything will be okay.
只要我银行里头的存款很多，我相信万事 OK。
Some people have a lot of faith in their jobs. As long as I have my job, I'll be okay.
有些人对他的工作非常有信心。我只要有工作啊，万事顺利。
Our problem is,Do we give our faith to God instead of those other things?
我们的问题是我们把我们的信心是给神呢还是放在其他的地方
Sometimes we have a mistaken impression that, well, if I pray to God, God answers the prayer, then I am confident that God will help me.
有时候我们有一种错误的想法，就是说我跟神祷告的话，神就会给我想要的东西，那么我就很有信心了。
That's confidence. That's not faith. It's not the same thing.
那个是自信，跟信心是不一样的。
Confidence means I have a security. I know God has helped me in the past. He will help me again.
那个自信是说，过去神帮助了我，我相信他以后还会帮助我。
When faith is given to God,
信心是摆在神的身上。
It means whatever God does, I trust that will be the best thing.
无论神做什么，我相信那对我是最好的。
And so when our faith is given to God, then we ourselves are given to God as well.
当我们把我们的信心摆在神身上的时候，我们就把自己摆在神的身上。
And when we are given to God, that's when we truly belong to God.
把我们自己摆给神的时候呢，就是我们真正属于神。
In other words, we don't want to be forced upon God.
我们不需要说被强迫而把自己给神。
Human natures, we want our freedom.
哦，人的那个本性说我们要自由。
Bible, when it says being freed from being a slave,
圣经说我们不再做奴仆。
It's talking about being freed from being a slave to sin.
不再做罪的奴仆。
Once we are given freedom from sin,
所以我们一旦可以不再犯罪了，有这个自由之后，
we have a choice.What do I want to do now?
我们有一个选择，现在我要做什么？
And if you look at the Bible carefully, you will see that some, like Paul, choose to be a slave once again.
如果你仔细看圣经，你就会发现，像保罗这一类人呢，他突然选择再一次做奴隶。
They choose to be a slave to God, a slave to righteousness.
他选择做神的奴隶，做公义的、正义的奴隶。
And so they build themselves up before the Lord, and they help build up the church.
所以他们在神面前造就自己，而且他们建立教会。
They're not doing it outward. That's being forced.
他们不是从外面做的，好像被强迫去做。
They are offering themselves from within to the Lord.
他们是出自内心的愿意奉献给
神。That's how the early church was built. That is how this church will be built.
初级教会就是这样建立的。那么我们教会也要这样建立。
We have to.From our heart, feel that we belong to this church, the church of God.
我们必须要出自内心的觉得或知道我们属于这个教会。
The second point is in verse 21.
第二点是在21节。
In verse 21 it says, keep yourselves in God's love.
他说保守自己常在神的爱中。
In other words, to build yourself up, you have to be in God's love.
所以如果你要造就自己的话，你必须要在神的爱中。
Now normally we talk about being in God's grace.
我们讲过了在神的恩典中。
God's grace is for when we displease Him.
你知道神的恩典是什么？当我们没有讨他喜悦的时候。
We don't deserve love, but God still gives us a little anyway.
因为我们不配得到神的爱，但是神还是给我们。
That's grace.
那个是恩典。
It's like when we're complaining about not getting something, but our parents still give us dinner.
就像说，我们一直抱怨说我们没有得到这个，没有得到什么，但是我们的父母还是让我们吃饭。
That's grace.
那个是恩典。
But this verse says, keep yourself in God's love.
这一节说，保守你自己常在神的爱中。
How do you keep yourself in God's love?
你怎么样能够保守自己常在神的爱中？
It's very simple, by doing the things that please Him.
非常简单，就是做讨神喜悦的事情。
Why do I say that?
为什么我这样说？
Because it turns out the things that pleases God are the things that actually help build us up.
因为你知道，讨神喜悦的事情，最后是对我们有益的事情。
That's why it pleases God, because it builds us up.
这个为什么是讨神喜悦？因为能够建造我们。
We think, oh, we have to do things that pleases God. God is so selfish.
我们认为说，如果要做讨神喜悦的事情，这表示神很自私。
He wants to be happy.
他要快乐。
And so I have to do things to make him happy.
所以我必须要事情让他快乐。
That's not what the Bible means by saying doing things that please God.
这并不是圣经说的要做讨神喜悦的意思。
It pleases God because it builds us up.
他讨神喜悦，为什么？因为这个事情会。造就我。
It's pleasing to God because He sees His children growing.
让神高兴的是什么？他看见他的儿女成长。
As parents, when we see our children studying on their own,
当身为父母的看见你的儿女哦，他自己读书的时候，你就非常高兴。
We are happy.
我非常高兴。
Why are we happy?
为什么高兴？
My son, my daughter studying, that doesn't help me at all.
你知道我的孩子念书啊，跟我没关系啊。
It makes us happy because we see our children growing, right?
让我们高兴，为什么？因为我们看见我们的孩子在成熟。
So it is the same thing with us before the Lord.
所以同样，我们跟神也是一样。
The things that are pleasing to God is because it shows that we are growing before the Lord.
让神喜悦的事情就是表示什么？我们在成长。
Now, in the past, we talked about things that please God that includes obedience, sanctification, and purity.
过去我们曾经讨论过让神喜悦的事情，那包括顺服、成圣、洁净。
But when we want to build something,
但是我们如果要建造一个东西的时候
，Of course you start on a clean surface.
你要从很干净的这个表面开始。
A prepared surface.
一个经过准备的表面。
Remember the building back there? Remember how they spent a lot of time preparing that foundation?
哎，你知道我们盖后面那个堂的时候，他们花很多时间打那个地基。
And then you follow a prepared plan to build it up.
然后你按照那个图设计好的这个图画去建造。
So God has already done that cleansing part for us.
神已经做了那个洁净的工作。
The foundation of Christ has already been laid.
基督这一个根基已经打好了。
So what are some of the things that pleases God that can help edify us?
那么还有什么其他的事情这个讨神喜悦然后可以造就我们的呢
In Proverbs 15 verse 8.
箴言十五章第八节说
It says, The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him.
他说恶人献祭为耶和华所憎恶正直人祈祷为他所喜悦
We say this again and again Prayer builds you up
我们一再地说祈祷会让你成长
And even though we say this again and again Yet that is often the weakest part of our church life
可是虽然我们一再强调祈祷祷告这件事情但是通常这个都是教会最弱的一环
Because we're just not used to talking with God
因为我们不习惯跟神说话。
The bottom line is, most of us are embarrassed to pray.
那个底线就是说，我们大家都觉得很不好意思祷告。
Right?
不是吗
？Let's be honest about it.
啊，坦白一点吧。
When we first became believers, it was something so different.
当我们刚刚成为基督徒的时候，有些事情很不一样。
We kind of know I have to pray.
我们差不多晓得应该要祷告。
But then we read that verse, Jesus says, go into your inner room, close the door, and pray to your God in secret.
啊，我们看到圣经说，进到那个密室，黑暗的地方，没有人看见的地方去祷告。
And so we said, yeah, that's the way I'm going to do it. That's what I want.
对了，对了，我就要这样做，我就是这样做。
But you know, Jesus said that because he said, there are some people who are standing on the corners, they're hypocrites, they're praying, but they just want everybody to see them. They're not really concerned about their relationship with God.
你知道吗？有些人他们站在这个街头祷告，或者站大众当间祷告，为什么？是因为他们是假冒为善，他要让别人看见说，哦，他多属灵，但是他不在乎他跟神的关系。
And so Jesus reminds them that it's your relationship with God that counts.
所以主耶稣才说那个话，他说最重要的是你跟神的关系。
So if we go hiding off in a room to hide our prayer,
所以我们就去到密室，好像不要人家看见我在祷告。
Does that help our relationship with God?
那个能够帮助我们跟神的关系吗
If you have a good relationship with God,
如果你跟神有好的关系
you can pray anywhere at any time.
你可以任何时候任何地点都可以祷告
That's something that's very, very important.
这是非常重要的事
We cannot pray as if we're trying to hide our relationship with God.
我们不可能说想要隐瞒我们跟神的关系而祷告
You know, the parents and teachers, they're always telling the children, speak up, speak up.
你知道父母跟老师他通常是对孩子跟学生说说大声点说大声点。
Oh, you know, when they're out there on the playground, they're screaming their heads off.
你知道他们在游这个操场上的时候哇简直是喊的这个三里外都听得见。
But when the teacher asks the students a question and want to answer, everybody's...
可是在课堂上这个老师问一个问题的时候大家都东看西看
And then when the teacher calls upon someone's name,
然后医生老师就点名叫了哪一个学生呢
I think the answer is three.
然后他就说我认为这个答案是这样子这样子。
And so the teacher says, speak up.
然后他们就说大声说。
Let me tell you, when we pray,
我告诉你当我们祷告的时候
you know, a lot of times at the beginning, we're just not used to it.
刚开始的时候我们很不习惯。
And so we pray very, very silently.
所以我们很小声的祷告。
Do you know what God says?
你知道神说什么
Speak up!
大声点
Is it because God can't hear you?
那因为神那个听力不好吗
No, God can hear you, of course, even if you don't say anything.
就是你不说任何话，神都可以听到你。
It's not for God.
不是为了神。
Who is it for?
是为了谁呢？
It's for you.
是为了你自己。
So that you can be proud of your faith.
你都可以为你的信心觉得很
骄傲。You can be strong in your faith.
你可以对你的信心很坚强。
I have to admit, that was one of the hardest things for me when I first became a believer.
我承认，当我刚开始成为基督徒的时候，祷告是我最难做的一件事。
Yeah, I would pray, you know, before eating.
我在吃饭之前会祷告。
And the Bible says, do not use repetition like the Gentiles.
圣经说不要像外邦人那个重复重复的话。
So I would be careful not to repeat the phrase again and again.
所以呢，我就会很小心，不要用重复的话。
But then I noticed every time I prayed the exact same thing.
后来我发现我每次祷告都是用同样的话说。
I wasn't repeating in that prayer, but I was repeating the prayer again and again and again.
我不是为那件事情重复，而是把那个祷告一直重复说。
Well, when you're giving thanks this for food, there's only so many different things you can say, right?
你知道你为了食物谢恩的时候，那只能说那几句话嘛。
But when we're praying about other things, that's when the abundance of God can be revealed.
但是我们为其他的事情祷告的时候，神的丰富就可以显露出来。
And that's the part we really have to examine.
就是那个部分我们必须要查验一下。
So every time we're praying to God, are we praying the exact same thing again and again?
所以我们每一次跟神祷告的时候，我们总是为那几件事情祷告吗？
Or are you taking today's verse and praying about that verse?
还是说你把今天的这个经节，你就照着这个经节祷告？
Can you pray something special, something different each and every time?
每一次你可不可以用为不同的事情、特别的事情祷告？
1 Timothy chapter 2 talks about praying on the behalf of others.
提摩太前书第二章说，他说要为别人祷告。
There are a lot of people you can pray for.
你知道有很多人都需要你的祷告。
Right? In the church announcements, there's always a prayer list there.
好，在家事分享里头，总是有很多需要代祷的事情。
If you don't know what else to pray about, every morning before the worship fellowship, the worship meeting, there's a prayer fellowship.
如果你不知道要为什么事情祷告的话，每一次在崇拜之前，那边都有一个祷告会。
You can come early, prepare your heart here, or prepare your heart in prayer with the other believers.
你可以早一点来，在这里安静祷告，或者跟弟兄姐妹在那边一起祷告。
Prayer is how we express to God that we want to build ourselves up.
祷告就是跟神说，我愿意造就我自己。
The second thing that we can do to build ourselves up.
第二件造就我们自己的事。
In Psalm chapter 1, in the first Psalm.
诗篇一章一篇。
Verse 2.
第二节。
It says, But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
他说：“唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。”
So in Colossians, it tells us there are two things that pleases God.
在哥罗西书的时候，他说有两件事情讨神喜悦。
One is bearing fruit.
一个是结果子。
The other thing is increasing in our knowledge of God.
就是更多的认识神。
And that's where the reading of His Word comes in.
所以就是读经，就是在这里帮助我们。
Not just on Fridays and Sundays.
不是说只有星期五跟星期天。
But every day, just like eating.
而是每一天，就像你每一天要吃饭一样。
Not just reading and memorizing.
不是说只是读跟把它背下来。
But using God's word to transform us.
而是用神的话来改变我们。
Today we're talking about building yourself up.
今天我们讲到要造就你自己。
You should leave with one question in your heart.
应该在心中有一个问题。
What can I do this week to make sure that I am building myself up?
这一周我能够做什么，能够确保说我在神里面造就我自己。
If you are not praying every day, will you consider that?
如果你还不是每一天都祷告的话，你要不要考虑这样做呢？
There's still a lot of believers who only pray when they have a need.
因为有很多的基督徒，他需要的时候他就会祷告。
You have to take that step and pray even if you don't think you have a need.
你必须要从那一步开始往前面走，就是你没有任何需要的时候，你还是可以祷告。
You know, I could ask people to raise their hands. How many of you read the Bible every day?
我可以问大家说，每一天看圣经的人举手。
And my guess is not everyone will raise their hands.
我猜不是每一个人都会举手。
And that's why I'm not going to ask people to raise their hands.
所以我就不会想要你们举手啦。
If you want this church to be built up.
如果你想要这个教会成长，
it doesn't depend on the person next to you who rose to who raised their hand.
不是靠那个坐在你旁边举手的人。
It depends on you.
而是要靠你。
It doesn't depend on the speaker or the translator up here.
不是靠讲员或是翻译的人。
It depends on you.
而是靠你。
And so feed yourself with God's word every day.
所以每一天用神的话来喂养你自己。
And ask God to use that to make you into a new person.
就是求神用他的话把你成为一个新的人。
The third thing.
第三件事。
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 to 24.
哥罗西书第三章二十三节到二十四节。
It says, whatever you do,
无论做什么,
work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men.
都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving.
因为你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
In other words, building yourself up is an action.
换句话讲，造就你自己是一个行为，行动。
I had an interesting conversation last night.
哦，昨天晚上我跟人有很有趣的。
A couple, one of them told me their spouse is kind of discouraged.
这个有一个就是说他的配偶是好像有点泄气，很失望的样子。
And she wanted to know, why is that?
她要知道说为什么是这样。
And I asked her a very simple question, are you serving in the church?
我就问这个姐妹，我说你在教会服侍吗？
Because you're baptized, you've given yourself to God.
因为你已经受洗了，你已经把你自己给神了。
And God will use the church to help build you up.
神会使用教会来造就你。
But you have to cooperate by participating and building yourself up.
但是你要合作，你要去参与教会的所有的这些聚会。
And she said, "Yes, I'm helping out with the children right now."
她说，哦，对了，我现在是帮助小孩子的事工。
But my husband, he hasn't really found anything to do.
但是我的先生还没有找到任何事情做。
He offered to do something for the church.
他跟教会说他可以做某一些事。
But the church said, no, we already have someone doing that.
教会说，哦，抱歉，已经有人做了。
And so the husband felt, well, I really don't want to do anything else, so he just didn't offer anything else.
那个先生说我不想做别的事，所以他就没有再要建议自己可以做什么。
And I mentioned, well, you know, after you're baptized, you're burying your old self, right?
当我们受洗了之后呢，你把你的老我已经埋葬了。
It's not about what I want to do for the church.
不是说我要为教会做什么。
It's what the church wants me to do to build up the body of Christ.
而是说教会要你做什么来建造教会。
So I encouraged her to talk to her husband.
所以我鼓励这个太太去跟她先生说。
Offer yourself again.
再一次跟教会说你可以做什么。
Because I asked her, well, do you feel the same emptiness?
我就问这个姐妹说，你也觉得那种空虚吗？
And she said no.
她说不。
Do you know why?
为什么？
Because she's actively serving in the church.
因为她已经积极的、主动的在服侍。
And so there's an action. The word, the faith, the word must produce an action.
信心跟神的话必须会造成行动。
And then whatever the action may be, it has to.The end result should be that it glorifies God.
不论是做什么，最后的结果一定是荣耀神。
Now normally we think, well, if we're serving the church, then automatically that's glorifying God.
当然不是说做什么好像自然的就是荣耀神。
But, you know, it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord.
但是这边说，无论你做什么，都要从心里面做，像是给主做的。
And so Paul also tells us in Corinthians, do all for the glory of God.
所以在哥林多前书的时候，保罗就是说，做凡事每一件事情都是为了要荣耀神。
Now that doesn't mean we use God as an excuse for doing things we like to do.
啊，但是不是说用神做借口来做我喜欢做的事
？So when we tell our children, "Are you watching TV again?"
啊，当父母对小孩子说，啊，你又看电视了。
The children cannot say, "I'm watching TV for God."
小孩子不能说我是为主为神在看电视。
You see how silently I'm watching the TV?
你没有看吗？我是多安静的在看电视。
See how I glorify God with my, what's the word for it?
Good behavior.
Yes, good behavior. Okay.
他说我是用我的好行为在为主看电视。
We cannot use that as an excuse to justify what we want to do.
我们不能用这个做借口而来说我做的事情是对的。
Even as adults, we do that a lot.
即使是成人，我们还是常常这样做。
I want a big house.
我要一个大房子。
I'm going to buy a big house to glorify God.
我要买一个大房子来荣耀神。
No, you wanted the big house.
哦，是你要一个大房子。
Even if it didn't glorify God, you would still want it.
就是不荣耀神，你还是要一个大房子。
So we have to be honest about those things.
所以我们对这些事情要很诚实，很坦白。
But given that I have a big house,
我就是有了一个大房子呢。
That's my weakness, not my strength.
那是我的弱点，而不是我的强项。
But God has a specialty.
但是神有特别的作用。
He can turn our weakness into something beautiful.
他可以把我们的弱点变成美好的事。
And so that big house of yours can be a house that is used for the Lord.
那个大房子可以用作神的事工。
If you have a small house,
如果你有一个小房子
it's the same thing. That small house of yours can be used to glorify God.
也同样的，小房子也可以荣耀神。
How you use that house?
你如何用那个房子
？What you put in that house？
你放什么东西在那个房子里
？What you do in that house？
你怎么样用这个房子
？That will glorify God。
那个会荣耀神。
Or it may be a bad testimony。
或者是可以是负面的见证。
And so there's a reminder to us: whatever you do, do it as if for the Lord and not for men。
所以在这边说，无论做什么，像是给主做的，而不是给人做的。
In other words, we have to recognize that God is always there.
就是说我们必须要换句话讲我们必须要晓得神在那里
When you recognize God is there You will do things differently
当你知道想到神在那里的时候你就会有不同的做法
It's just like our kids
就跟孩子一样
When they're there you know they're not perfectly When we are there they're not perfectly behaved But they're not too bad
就是说父母在的时候他们虽然还不是完美的但是不会太坏
We're worried is when we're not there
我们担心的时候就是说我们不在那里的时候他们搞什么
And so a couple of years ago there was a movement that called What Would Jesus Do?
啊，几年前有一个这个运动叫做主耶稣会做什么会怎么做
It's not just a passing fad
这个不是说 会过时的一个潮流
It's a helpful guide
是一个很有用的指引
But if it's a pressure then you will withdraw from the Lord
但是如果这个是一个压力的话你就会离开神
So if we spend all our time thinking, well, would Jesus allow me to do this? Then you feel like you're trapped.
如果你一直想说，哦，主耶稣会让我做这个吗？你就会觉得说你是会被捆绑住了。
There's another thing to consider.
我们可以考虑另外一件事。
What new thing can you do for God?
你可以为神做什么新的事
？Instead of spending all my time thinking about, well, would this be pleasing to God? Would that be pleasing God?
哦，不要花时间一直在那边想说这个荣耀神吗？这个神会高兴吗
？Can you pray and ask God what new thing can I do today?
你可以跟神祈祷说，你说今天我能够为你做什么新的事
？You know, parents, we're always planning things for our children.
你知道父母吗？我们永远是为孩子计划未来。
I really kind of feel sorry for our kids sometimes.
我有时候觉得也对小孩子觉得他们很可怜。
We never ask them, what do you want to do?
我们从来没问他们说你要做什么。
It's like, go play piano.
去弹琴。
Go do your homework.
去做作业。
Go clean your room.
去清理房间。
We never ask, what would you like to do today?
我们没有问他说今天你想做什么。
I'd like to watch TV.
我要看电视。
Don't even think about it.
做梦。
You see,Our life before the Lord, what is it like?
我们的生活是活在神的面前，是什么样子？
God gives us a certain amount of freedom.
神给我们某一种程度的自由。
Are you willing to come before the Lord and ask Him, Lord, what new thing can I do today?
你愿意来到神面前而对他说，主啊，今天我可以为你做什么新的事吗？
And then you will find that your life before the Lord is fresh.Every single day.
然后你会发现，你在神面前的每一天都是非常新鲜的。
We treat food that way. We don't eat the same food every day, right? We like to eat new things. Well, most of us like to eat new things.
Yeah, 我们吃饭也是一样嘛。大部分人不喜欢是每一天吃一样的东西。
Your relationship with God can be that way as well, but you have to ask for it.
你跟神的关系也可以这样子，但是你必须要问神。
Finally.We talked about this before. Train yourself to be godly.
我们以前说过了，就是说在金钱上操练自己。
In other words, you have to work at these things.
就是说你要去做这些事情。
A healthy physical life requires that you get good nutrition, enough sleep, and enough exercise.
一个健康的身体需要有好的健康的营养，有适当的休息，还要有运动。
You have to eat at the right time. You have to sleep at the right time.
你要在对的时间吃饭，对的时间睡觉。
And brothers and sisters are always on my back about this.
弟兄姐妹一直在我旁边催我。
Because they know I don't eat regularly.
因为他们晓得我不按时吃饭。
I don't sleep very well.
我睡觉睡眠不好。
And so it's obvious why I'm so skinny.
所以为什么我这么瘦？
Even if I slept well, I would still be skinny.
你知道，就是我睡得够的话呢，我还是这么瘦。
Do you know why?
为什么
I don't eat regularly.
我不按时候吃饭。
This is a problem I've always had.
这个是我永远的问题。
Because unlike other people, I'm not afraid to be hungry.
我跟别人不一样，我不怕挨饿。
I don't feel hunger.
我不觉得饿。
People are saying, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. I don't know what that feels like.
有些人就说，哦，我饿，我饿，我都不明白那个什么滋味啊。
So I can go a whole day without eating and not realize it.
你知道，我可以一天都不吃饭而不感觉。
But I pay the price.
但是我要付上代价。
In our spiritual life, it's the same thing.
在我们的属灵生活也是一样。
I went a whole week without reading the Bible.
我一个礼拜都不看圣经。
I didn't even notice.
我都没有注意到。
You will pay the price spiritually for it.
我告诉你，在属灵上你会付代价。
Be regular in building yourself up.
所以最好是经常的、定期的造就你自己。
And then you will be healthy in your spiritual life as well.
那么你就会有健康的属灵生活。
Secondly, always look for those opportunities.
第二，总是去找一些机会。
Look for opportunities to serve in the church.
找机会服侍教会。
Look for opportunities to visit other brothers and sisters.
找教会来探访弟找机会服侍探访弟兄姐妹。
Don't be like a patient in the hospital just waiting for the doctor to come by.
不要像在医院里的病人，只是等那个医生来看你。
You are God's spiritual doctor.
你是神的属灵的医生。
You can go visit others.
你可以去探访别人。
Don't wait for me.
不要等我。
The church is not one person.
教会不是一个人。
It's the body of believers.
是神的一群的基督徒。
A lot of brothers and sisters will tell me, well, such and such person hasn't come to the church in a while.
有时候有些人就会说，哦，某某人好像有一段时间没来了。
But then I ask, have you gone to visit them?
那我就问他们说，你有没有去探访他？
Some people say yes, some people say no.
有些人说有，有些人说没有。
Yes, I will eventually get to go visit them.
我最后的话，我会去探访这些人。
But it's more effective if you have the time, you go visit them right away.
可是如果你有时间，你去探访他们，马上去探访他们的话，会更有效。
So let your words also have action in them.
所以让你的话语也带出行动。
So in summary, three things.
所以我们来复习一下。
Be Christ-centered instead of self-centered.
不要自我中心，而是以基督为中心。
It's not what I want, but what Christ wants in my life.
不是说我要什么，而是说基督要在我的生命中给我什么。
Keep yourself in God's love, not just in God's grace.
就保守你自己藏在神的爱中，而不是只是在神的恩典中。
Being in God's grace is a beautiful thing.
在神的恩典是非常美的一件事。
But if you want to build up, you have to be in God's love.
但是如果你要造就你自己的话，你必须要在神的爱中。
Finally, build yourself up in prayer, in God's word, and also in action.
最后一点就是说，在祷告、神的话语以及行动上面造就你自己。
I hope that this week or this month you will commit yourself to those three things: prayer, word, and actually doing something.
所以我希望在这一周或这一个月，弟兄姐妹可以做这三件事情：祷告、看神的话语以及实际的行动。
Let that be your spiritual exercise each and every day.
让这一些成为你每一天的属灵操练。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
我们的天父，你的儿女来到你的面前的时候，主啊，觉得我们还是太软弱，在很多方面常常觉得这个世界的压力、生活的压力、家庭的压力是太重的。不过主啊，你告诉我们，软弱的可以来到你的面前啊，主耶稣啊，我们就是有这个困难，就是不愿意放弃这个世界的这个重担，拿起来你的这个手啊，亲爱的主耶稣啊，愿我们就从一个很简单的开始来造就自己，愿这个礼拜 我们可以每天好好的祷告在你的面前，好好的读你的话语，读完你的话语的时候，主啊，让神的灵运行在我们的当中，来对我们的心里面说话，告诉我们，我们怎么可以这个礼拜可以好好的活出来我们所读的这个话语。愿你借着每一个弟兄姐妹忠心在这个部分，能可以把整个教会建立起来。我们谢谢你主啊，祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。